Welcome back to another episode of Alchemy This, COVID-19 2021 edition. I'm your host, Kevin Pollay. Yes, that Kevin Pollay. What's that?
I don't know.
How many pickles does it take to screw in a light bulb? Oh, that's rich. Coming from you. But I digress. Let's meet our alchemist, shall we? In no particular order, please say howdy to James Heaney, Jimmy, Gene, and or Dean. What was the first music you purchased?
The first music I purchased was from a Columbia Records, like 10 albums for a penny each. Yes. And I got them all at once. Yes. And I remember almost all of them. I got Aerosmith's, big ones. Aerosmith also, I think it was Eat the Rich was the title. I got, Green Day's Dookie album. That, actually, it turns out I can't remember all of them, but I do remember that they sent me into collections because I never made the rest of it.
They sent you over to collections.
And they're like, you can't send a 10-year-old into collections. And I think it was just thrown out or my parents dealt with it. I don't know.
Yeah, they lost a lot of money that way. I'm so old. We got 13 records for that penny.
And they were vinyl?
Yeah, and they were vinyl. What the hell? It's Chris Alvarado. Things starting with C, favorite ice cream flavor, please.
Also, things with C, two C's, an alliteration. Is that, or does that have to be a vowel, Craig? Can an alliteration be cookies and cream?
Yeah.
I call that alliteration.
That's alliteration.
Sure. Okay.
Cookies and cream to block. Once again, please welcome Jackie DeRuthy.
Hello.
Smallish dancer, any memory you can share about learning to dance?
Yes, we used to have...
I don't mean in a dance class. I mean, you just go to like a teen club dance and you realize, oh shit, I have to dance now.
Well, I have to say I've always been ready to go, ready to rock and roll, ready to grind. Lots of dirty dancing real young. They did teach us like...
Miami!
We'd have salsa classes where it was like five girls and five guys from your grade would get together at one of their houses. And then you would learn how to like partner salsa just with the 10 of you and like just like learn how to like dance with each other as children and like lead with your hips. And but at the same time, like don't have sex, but grab her and lead her by the hips.
It was with your hips, but don't connect parts.
But yeah, no, I was never nervous. I was ready to go. I was born ready to rock.
Love it. Hey, it's Craig Kakowski. Cacao, favorite nonstick surface, please.
I guess Teflon would be up there.
I didn't say the only nonstick surface you can think of. I said favorite.
I think by default, it's got to be Teflon, you know?
All right.
I know. I mean, I'm weighing all of them. I mean, so many are coming to mind. And I think of all the myriad options, I got to go with Teflon. They're solid.
Sure. And last but no leftover jello for you, if you think him least, it's Joey Greer. Pants Party, what will you teach the children?
I'm going to teach the children, I'm going to take a page from Alvarado. I'm going to teach them how to pop and lock.
Right.
I'm going to give them the gospel of popping and locking.
Let's do a damn show. All of our scene suggestions, you may know, are gathered from our listener emails or from our patron VIPs to become a patron supporter of the show, which we greatly appreciate, and also receive exclusive content and other perks. Oh, yeah. There are other perks other than exclusive content like video of me saying this right now. There are if you'd like to just head on over to patreon.com/alchemythis, or you can submit a scene suggestion via email. Oh, sure. Write to the podcast your name here at alchemythis.com. That's your name here
at alchemythis.com.
Craig. Scene one comes from patron alchemaniac Dougie, who wrote, and there's a chance this is a repeat, so I have a backup if it is, so please tell me. Dougie, who wrote, hey, Kevin, please tell Chris to stop mailing me hard copies of his feet pics via the post office. Shit's weird. Does that sound familiar, Chris?
No.
Okay, good. Nor does the act sound familiar.
Well, that, yeah, sure. It's not to a Dougie.
Right, right. Scene suggestion: mouthwash, Craftsman, pitch, some flavors. Hip hop hippopotamus, Dougie from Wichita, Kansas.
It's 3 a.m., okay?
But we don't have it yet. We don't have it.
Thank you. Thank you, Carol. Thank you, Carol. We don't have it yet. That's right. That's right. If we did have it, we'd be home with our significant others, except for you, Carol, because you're single and alone. Now.
That's pretty harsh.
Thank you. I don't give a shit what you think. Dennis. I don't, someone Dennis, here stands by my side.
The truth is not allowed to hurt. The truth is just that.
I just think that we should stick to the task at hand. All we got to do is, what? Do I have a good?
Yeah. All we have to do, right, Dennis?
Stick to the task at hand.
All we have to do. It's 3 o'clock in the fucking morning, Dennis. And all we have to do, right? Okay, then let's stick to the task at hand.
Pumpkin spice.
Oh, I like that. See, I like that.
All right, talk to me. Talk to me. Talk to me. Okay,
talk to you.
I don't know. They're putting pumpkin spice in everything. No, why can't it be mouthwash?
Here's the issue. It's seasonal. That's the thing.
How do we sell that in July?
Yeah.
I got a better one. Ready? Ready? Close your eyes. Picture it. Pouring some of this in your mouth and rinsing. Ready? Uh-huh. Ready? Walnuts.
Walnuts.
Oh.
That still seems pretty autumn-y to me.
Mm. It's pretty autumn-y.
Autumn-y to me?
Guys, listen.
Folly. Is folly okay?
I'm going to have to call in the big gun.
No, don't do it. Don't.
We're going to owe him favors
at 3 o'clock in the morning?
Do not owe him.
Call the Kraken at 3 a.m.
He's going to get pissed. Look,
he's already in the building. He sleeps in the janitor's closet.
The Kraken's here?
I don't know what the Kraken means.
I feel like we would have known.
you're talking about Bert, right? We call him the Kraken.
Yeah, Bert.
Bert. We call him the Kraken because he's a destroyer of all things.
Carol, would you be a real help and go wake up Bert?
He's absolutely not. Closet. I'm not going to go do your errand because I'm the female here. Okay. Absolutely not.
Dennis, what? All we have to do is, stick to the task at hand. Would you mind waking up Bert, please?
Oh, my God. Okay.
Dennis,
I'd get a broom or something back. You could use as a weapon.
Well, Dennis, you stood up for me, and I'm going to stand up for you. You do not need to fall on this sword. Bert.
I think I do, Carol. I think it's either going to be you or me, and I feel like
why can't it be the one who needs to get back to his lover at 3 a.m.?
I just want to say, if the broom is already in the closet, then Bert has access to the broom first. He may get to you first. I'm saying bring a broom that's not in that closet already.
Ralph, look, man, I got to go home. They're not leaving that office. I can't clean that room. I'll just get it in the morning, okay? I've been here all night waiting for them to leave so I can just clean that goddamn office and get out of here.
Well, then I guess you don't want your job. You don't want your job.
Ralph, of course my job. I've been here. It's 20 something, man.
Your job is to clean every one of these office rooms before you go home, right?
Yes.
Well, then go home and you don't want your job.
So I just got to stick around. Ralph, you know, man, this is insane. This is honestly crazy, man. All right. I took this job because you said you want to hang out more. We're going to be able to write our ideas down. You said we're going to have an in into the mouthwash universe, all right? This is our chance to blow it up from the ground up. You know what I mean? To really make a splash. And then what do? You just sit at this weird desk and you draw these cartoons of you skateboarding. All right, Ralph?
Hi, welcome to Weird Desks. How can I help you?
I'm looking for something unique but weird.
That's what we do.
Well, I guess those two things go well together.
Yeah, but do you have a design in mind or color or height?
I was thinking round. I was thinking, what if it was like a spherical desk?
We do round desks, of course. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. So we're talking like a dining table, kitchen table.
So I'm talking like a beach ball, but 10 times bigger, and it's a desk.
So you want it to touch the ground like a ball. You don't mean round. Yeah. You don't mean
weird.
Just round.
That's weird.
Now,
yeah.
Do you want a flat?
Sweetie, it's 4:30 in the morning. Why aren't you home? I'm horny.
Baby,
I'm so horny.
Baby. And I want to take care of that for you. I just
can't do it my own. You know, my nails are too jagged and I refuse to file.
I know. And you
should. Hey, man, do you mind taking that off speaker? I mean, I'm just trying to clean this other room. I don't need to hear that, man.
Ooh, you don't need to hear that.
Come here. What's your name, bud?
Milpian.
Ooh,
Milpian. Say hi to my wife.
Hi.
Hey, Milpian. What do you got on your head?
What?
Are you wearing anything on your head?
You got a hat. You got hair. You got
skin.
I tried to braid my hair. It didn't really work out. It knotted too much. I had to cut it off. So I got like a bald spot there. But it's just because I fucked up a braid. All right. That's what it was. So
yeah.
Keep going, Milpian.
Yeah, keep.
What do you want? Look, I'm just trying to. I'm just. Please, can you take it off speaker?
No, please, no, nothing. Do you know who I am? Yeah, I'm Charles Nabisco. I'm Charles Nabisco.
Okay? I know, sir. I.
Hey, you're talking to Mrs. Nabisco.
Mrs. Nabisco.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I was just trying to clean and. I'm sorry. I was just been working on all these different mouthwash flavors in my head, and I'm sorry. Sorry about that. I didn't mean to bother you.
Wait. I don't want to hear your fucking mouthwash ideas, okay?
No, totally. Okay. I'm just going to clean. I just got all these mouthwash ideas in my head.
No, like, I don't want to hear a single one of them. I want you to talk to my wife until she climaxes. Understood?
Sure.
Okay, I guess I'll just go and get Bert, get the Kraken. If all of you guys are just really going to be such pussies. What does the Kraken mean? The Kraken. It means he's really powerful, almost like a large octopus. That's how powerful he is.
It's a reference to Clash of the Titans. You've never seen either version?
Yeah.
No.
Have you seen Pirates of the Caribbean 3? Yeah. Have you seen the third installment of Pirates of the Caribbean?
Have you ever had Kraken spiced rum?
Get Burnt.
Oh, Kraken flavor. Kraken flavor mouthwash.
Ralph, holy shit. I just opened one of the...
What is the time?
One of the utility closets on the fourth floor. There's a body in there. There's a body in there. Oh, holy shit, Ralph.
Wait. Who is this guy?
What?
Here?
Yeah, what? Hey, sorry to interrupt. I'm in training and I was just shadowing your business.
Okay. So
what does that mean?
What's the problem?
It's 3 something in the morning. He was shadowing our business? What does that mean?
I think
that
somebody from up top might be trying to get rid of me here.
Ralph, there's a body in the closet.
I am not here to replace anybody. You said there's a body in the closet, though.
Where's the phone here?
I got a phone.
All the phone lines are cut.
You need a phone? Hey, buddy.
Carol. Thank you.
You're welcome. You're absolutely welcome. I can't believe you didn't think of it before me. Chips Ahoy flavored mouthwash. You are Mr. Nabisco. What the fuck?
And I'm keeping that high on the list, but you still need to get Bert.
Okay.
I always thought Nabisco stood for the National Biscuit Company. Is that it's your actual last name?
I don't know where you've heard that. Is that along the lines of this Kraken stuff you're making up?
Dude, I'm telling you right now, Nestle stands for Needle Street Leeds, okay? And the Mars Company, it's not even just the word. It's May A. Who you know? It's just they're always veiled. You know what I'm saying, man? And it's like, can we get 2 more beers? And it's just like, wow, there's conspiracies in every major cookie company out there, man.
We should be talking about this so loud here, bro?
What are they gonna do, huh? Listening. What are they going to do, huh? Send those two little fucking M&Ms on me?
I'm just worried, you know, that kids are going to start drinking the Chips Ahoy mouthwash, which does have a poison control warning on it, you know. So I think we want good flavors, but not necessarily things that sound
delicious. It's only
delicious.
Poisonous if you drink the entire container. So what's the fucking problem?
But well, it's only deadly if you drink the entire container. It's all poison. It's just only deadly if you drink the whole container.
Well, wait till the Kraken gets here, because for some of you youngins who haven't seen him work, you know, he's going to take over the room. He's going to pitch 12 ideas in 30 seconds.
All right. So let me just get a statement here. You said you're shadowing. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And when did you see the deceased?
I guess it was about 4:41.
Or 41. Okay, so
how did you know? Sorry to interrupt. I'm shadowing the officer here. Mm-hmm. How did you know 441 specifically?
I remember looking at my clock.
Okay.
So you have a clock?
Yeah, it's on the wall right there.
Oh, that's your clock.
That's your clock. You go on the record saying that's your clock?
Well, anytime I'm in a room, you know, I consider it my clock.
Okay. So you're on the record
saying I like that. That's good.
It is a clock. My clock. I want to know what time it is, right?
Just give me new ones.
It's what I look at.
Excuse me, sir. Just 1 second. Shadow officer, why don't you come over here?
Yeah.
What? Don't get chumming up with him. Don't chum it up.
I thought maybe I do good cop.
You thought you'd do good cop? So you're going to make me the bad cop?
I guess we should have discussed that before.
Yeah, we should have discussed that, okay?
Excuse me, I don't mean to interrupt, but the shadow cop there, who do you like for this?
Don't tell him. Don't just give this up. This is an ongoing investigation, Shadow Cop.
Well, I mean, this guy's wearing a sweatshirt that says Kraken.
Right.
So it's clearly it's somebody who has it in for Greek mythological figures.
Right.
So I'm going to say Hades.
I think that's fantastic.
Pop, pop, pop. Hey, Bert. Open up the closet, Bert.
What do you want?
Open up the door. Let's have a talk like two civilized humans ish.
Is that Carol?
Yes, it's Carol. Yes. And I'm sorry if I'm in a mood, but it is almost 5 o'clock in the morning. I have gotten no sleep. I'm low on sugar and I am just cranked out of my mind.
I hope you don't find it offensive when I say I'm vibing with your mood. I'm going to open the door. Step back.
Okay.
We did tell her the right closet to go to, right?
Sure. I mean,
the one on floor three.
Well, if she goes to the one on floor four, she's going to meet a very, very unsavory character.
Oh,
unsavory.
Yeah. That's not the Kraken or that closet.
No. That's not, how about something unsavory, huh? Something that makes you want to spit it out.
Well, I in my notes, I already wrote the garlic mouthwash. I would say that is savory, but my argument was that it smells good. Like garlic, when you cook it, smells good. Why not good garlic breath?
No, why does garlic breath have that's to be not bad? A thing. Good garlic breath's not a thing. How about we just put epicac in it? How about it's epicac flavor? How about that? I'm nuts.
Rice cakes, right? That's bland.
That feels good. No, that feels good. Listen, if Carol isn't
rice cakes,
back,
mouthwash.
Okay, I'm writing it down. If Carol isn't back soon, she probably went to the wrong closet.
Oh, you guys, I don't know what's happening to me. I feel like I'm
exploding. Were you just scatting?
Yes.
Oh, hey, I like the scat. Doop, bop, bop, bop,
bop, bop, bop, bop, bop, bop.
She's covered in blood.
Carol, what happened?
It's a lot of blood. And first of all, my knuckles are just knocked raw. So I had to start scat knocking. I don't know. I was taken in and I didn't hate it, but I'm completely pregnant immediately. Bop, bop, I feel like bop, I'm 13 bop, 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 months.
I'm sorry to interrupt here. Just two officers.
Sorry to interrupt. Shadowing him.
Looky what we got here, Shadow Cop. Ma'am, would you like to come with us? You're under arrest for the murder of Bert.
What?
What?
You got blood on your hands, miss, and it looks like you're pregnant immediately.
We all have blood on our hands. I don't know what this is.
I feel pregnant, too.
Wait, is everyone here pregnant?
Did you go to the third floor?
Only a Greek god could have done this.
I got a baby on board.
Shadow Cop, this opens our investigation wide.
My name's
Peppermint.
Terry.
That's scene one. My name's Terry, by the way. Scene two comes to us from Heather, who wrote, Alchemy, this is my absolute favorite podcast. I love all of you guys so much. I miss Vanessa's dulcet tones, but you're all fabulous, even James. Whoa!
High praise.
Here's my scene suggestion. A group of ghost hunters from one of those ridiculous TV shows where every creak or of a floorboard or skittering of a rodent is proclaimed to be proof of a haunting, even though it's clearly not. Thank you for your profane and SFW humor. Three kisses, Heather from upstate New York.
The Milpin home was built in 1816 on a rash of murders as well as undiagnosed deaths.
Did you hear that?
Have led to this home being considered one of the most haunted locations in upstate
Steve,
New York.
Let me stop you there if I could, please. Mm-hmm. I don't know where you're seeing undiagnosed deaths. It's not in the copy. So
okay,
if we could just stick to the copy, that'd be great. Let's go for another take when you're ready.
The Milpin home was constructed in 1813 with the string of homicides.
It says 12. Sorry, it's 1812. Huh? It should say 1812
do
in the
copy.
Do
you guys mind if I just throw an idea out there? What if to take this? What if we took this out of the studio and we went into the Milpin home so that he could really connect with what's happening?
Let's try it. Anybody have a key to the Milpin home?
I didn't think of that.
Maybe we just knock.
I mean, this is an abandoned house. Look at this. Let's just break a window. Nobody lives here. Wow, did you used to be part of that stop or something?
No, it's a scat group. The Skitterman.
That's good.
Yep. Hello?
I don't think anybody's going to answer this. What
guys,
the
hell?
Is that like
I think
a
she's talking
doorbell?
To you.
Who's coming to my house?
We'd like to record inside, if that's okay, ma'am.
Well, I could say yes for a kiss on the mouth.
That's you, Jimmy.
Me?
Yep.
I mean, maybe our voiceover actor could probably... Okay.
What Steve? The hell is going on here?
Oh,
you two
my God.
Goddamn trespassers. Oh, what the hell is? I'm going to cut you. I got a machete in both hands.
Relax.
I got a machete in both hands, and I taped a goddamn flashlight to my chest. I'm going to go to town, all right? Now, what the hell's going on? What are you doing in here, huh?
Sir, sorry to disturb you. We're just wanted to do a television production of a voiceover audition. Inside your house, if that's okay.
Oh, I didn't know that. That's 100% fine.
We'll need you to sign a release, sir.
All right. So, look, we are Netflix. We're happy to hear all and any ideas.
I know who you are.
Okay.
I'm here at the Netflix office. I hope you're Netflix.
Isn't it nice?
Okay. So, everybody loves ghost hunter shows.
Raymond.
Right? One of the most popular genres out there.
Okay.
Am I doing this?
We
okay?
call it a saturated market. Yeah,
It's a saturated market. People are also fascinated about the behind the scenes, behind the production of shows. People love voiceover. So this is a show about people who do voiceovers for ghost hunter shows, recording the intros.
Well, today is Stephanie's first day.
Yeah.
She's an assistant.
Congrats.
Working my way up already, though.
Are you shadowing or are you working here already?
I'm working.
She was shadowing.
I'm shadowing. Steph?
Oh, you're shadowing.
I'm shadowing Stephanie.
Okay.
Look, Steph, I think today's the day you make the important decision. Ball's in your court. What do you think?
Oh, man, this is exciting. Steph,
don't blow. So everybody loves ghost hunters and voiceovers, so this show honestly makes a lot of sense. I'm going to go ahead and greenlight at least the pilot. And I know that that's like maybe not the way Netflix works, but again, I'm going to pioneer that.
Are you 12?
Evan, this is Netflix. I'm one of the top executives. Okay, you know that, Evan, right? Right, Evan, you know that? This is Netflix. Am I right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you know that, right? I'm a top executive here at Netflix, and this is what this is. This is Netflix, Evan. You understand? That's clear. That's obvious.
I mean, so it's Evan, all over the building when we came in.
Right, exactly. And it's in the carpet. It's in the water.
Yeah, to get to the level of your executive, if I may, sir, are you required to say Netflix at least once in every paragraph?
It's an interesting question, Evan, because at Netflix here, which
there's
I'm an executive
honest about, answer, and then there's the one you're starting.
Evan, I'm feeling a little static here, and Netflix doesn't deal with static. Okay, we're not radio waves. You understand? Netflix is streaming only.
There's a transitional period. I'm having a tough time coming over from Amazon Studios. So,
and I know that we brought you over here for
a minute,
Evan. I don't want to give you that minute.
Excuse me, is this Hulu? I got a delivery for Hulu.
This is Netflix. I can't be more clear about that. This is Netflix. I am an executive at Netflix. Oh, he's gone. Okay, Evan.
I think I'm lost. Sorry. Looking for Hulu.
Evan, I want to give you a premier position here within Netflix higher council. What do you think?
I mean, I'm kind of enticed, but that guy said Hulu twice, and now all I can think is Hulu.
It's in your head, right? Swirling around?
Totally. Me too. In my head.
Me too. But I signed a blood contract, so I can't leave. But
welcome to the Netflix higher council. Bring in the sacrificial lamb.
Jesus. What the hell, man? Let's get to it. Like, we didn't even do the goddamn prayer. We already killed the lamb.
Then the prophecy is foretold. There will be another season of Grace and Frankie.
It got good views. It got good downloads. Come on, huh? This is Netflix.
You don't have to defend it, Jane.
Just saying, I mean, it's good, it's good, it's good.
Congratulations on another year.
Should we cook the lamb or what?
We have met in this cave atop this mountain to discuss future episodes and full television shows in general.
Who's the new guy?
Evan, would you like to introduce yourself? Evan?
Sorry. I was just.
Please put your.
Who brought you into the inner circle of the higher council?
You're not shadowing anymore, Evan. You're here.
I'm committed. Yeah. Thank you. What do you need me to weigh in on?
Did you
something?
Miss the whole sacrifice and the whole thing? Or I don't.
Roger, I have a real bone to pick with you. I feel like ever since you outed me for being a 12-year-old girl, I was totally dismissed by Netflix. Like, my shadow raised through the ranks so much faster than I did, and I'm just, like, stuck in this shitty position making stupid decisions about shows I don't even care about. And I blame you, Roger, and I want to say, fuck you.
Listen, you got to stay in your room, okay? And if you want to talk to this adult man, Roger, all right? That's going to have to wait until you're 18, okay, honey? I'm sorry.
Just let me use the landline. Come on.
Honey, you snuck out of the house and you started a career without our goddamn consent. That's not going to happen again, all right?
So what? If I can bleed out of my vagina, then I can run a business.
Honey,
that makes no sense.
Didn't you want to start a business when you were her age?
Yes, but you know what I did? I went out and I had a lemonade stand. I was 12 years old and I did a lemonade stand. Was that too old?
If we try to stop her, then she's just going to do it behind our backs like this. We should embrace her.
She already did it behind our backs.
What?
Oh, did you hear that?
Get out.
Oh my God, it's starting again.
I don't know what that was.
Oh gosh. What do you
mean? Look, everyone just calm down. It's probably just wind. There's probably just a whole bunch of winds.
We should have never moved into this house. We should have never moved into this house.
I'm not fucking wind.
Look, this house was $20,000. We're going to flip it and then we're out of here, okay? We're going to flip it and then we're out of here, okay? Just everyone calm down, okay? Chase, you're staying in your room. Do you understand?
Whatever.
Yeah, whatever. Whatever.
But you thought you could occupy the Milpian house.
Mr. Peel, first of all, thank you so much for coming in and to discuss the possibility of a sequel to Get Out. And we want to spitball some titles, the three of us. And if any of them click with you, please let us know. Jim, you want to start? This is Jim Kelly.
Oh, okay. I mean, this one's going to sound pretty obvious. Get Out too.
So I know that I just wanted to make sure that we didn't overlook something.
Jim's having a little fun with you.
Okay.
I just wanted to make sure.
I'm Jordan Peele. This is Netflix. I think I made clear I didn't want to do a sequel to Get Out. You know, I think that movie, you know, spoke its piece, and you know, I consider it a, you know, done.
Right. That's why we thought if we hit you with the right title, we might flip your thought process.
And since this is a collaboration, I'm going to cross out Get Out 2.
Thank you, Jim.
It's off the list.
I'm going to throw out one.
You spelled it T-O-O.
Right.
Exclamation.
I mean, there's
point.
Three other options I have for you, but I feel like you probably don't want any of them.
Are they variations on Get Out 2?
They are. Yeah. They are. It's Get Out U2, as in
those
U2 people.
I put in a different category.
And then Get Out U2, the band. And Jim, we talked about them.
Okay.
How about, that's when they took over Betty's iPhone?
That's right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Can I suggest one? Oh,
I'm telling you, man. Listen, man. Netflix, Amazon, Hulu—they're all like a different satanic, like the thing. I mean, like if you say Netflix, 666
machetes. My wife and I are just camping, sir. We don't want any problems. Just
well, this is private property. Are you an entertainment company?
Yes. Yes, we are.
Yes, my wife said. My wife just said it. Yeah.
Then you're free to stay. But I just did want to say that, you know, so if you think Amazon, Hulu, Netflix, if you put them all together, they it says Amazahala Netflix. And that's
who has awoken the spirit of Amazon in the Netflix?
Man. I knew this. I told you. Get your cameras on. Make this a movie.
Excuse me. Is this Quibi? I got a delivery for Quibi.
No.
It's not Quibi?
Oh, they got rid of him.
Oh, my gosh.
Who are you? Are you a messenger?
I'm with UPS.
Oh, that's UPS. Kind of a messenger.
Yeah, so I do messenger service as well as delivery, yeah.
Could you send a message from us directly to hell?
To hell? To like, Hades?
Yes, the down there.
Okay, what's the message?
We need some spirits to juice ratings. If they could haunt this house we're about to shoot in, it would be great.
Need some spirits, juice weddings. Juice Thank weddings? ratings, sorry. Yeah, I can't read my own writing here. Okay.
Hello?
Need some spirits?
Hello?
Is that you? Did you do that?
Yeah, hello? that's my cell phone, sorry. Hello?
Philip, how are you, buddy?
What's up, Ted?
I'm calling because, look, I want to say I'm so sorry what happened at the barbecue.
That's all right. My wife is in surgery right now, and say there's a good chance she's going to pull through.
I hope so. You know, I mean, I still think it's superficial burns.
In the year 2021, two hosts were brave enough to enter the Milpian house. What they found might scare you. What they found might delight you. But what they found...
Miles, can you shut the fuck up and let me watch the goddamn show and take it off mute? I don't need you reading the subtitles, man.
I need
Just
you
let
to
me watch
believe
the show.
In me, okay?
I do believe in you,
okay?
Man. So do I,
no,
dude.
You don't.
Yes, I do. Dude, so do I. But you know what? Both of us are stuck here cleaning goddamn apartments and buildings right now. And so what? That's a fine job. It pays the bills, dude. I'm fine with that. But we got to work our way up. But please, and let me enjoy my quiet time. This is my TV time, dude.
Hey, sorry. Sorry, I'm shadowing today. Dude, is that a normal conversation the two of you have?
Yes. He wants to be a voiceover actor. And
you want to watch TV.
I mean, that's not my dream. No, right now I want to watch TV. So that's what my dream, if I can be honest, is I want to get back into like old school illustrations, like in magazines, and draw mouthwash marketing ads.
Okay. And what would be that's a dream really if you didn't want to be honest?
What? Well, if I didn't want to be honest, what are you talking about?
You said if I were to be honest, and then you listed some things that were not that interesting. So I'm curious, if you were to not be honest, what would your dreams be?
I was not honest. What would my dreams be? I guess, I don't know. Honestly, if I was not honest, you know what I would want to be? I wouldn't want to be the guy who makes all the Ubers.
All of them?
Yeah.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
I do.
I wouldn't want to be in charge of Uber. I'll tell you that much. I feel like it's like too much work for me. It's not what I want.
Sure.
It's not what I want. Okay. Miles. Miles, are you okay? Miles. Miles, are you all right? What the hell happened to him? Oh my God. Miles. Miles, wake up.
I'm ready to get out of being grounded. And I'm not going to start any businesses.
If it was up to me, I would. Chase, if it was up to me, you would have never been grounded. I had the same dreams you had when I was your age.
Can we just eat the lasagna in peace, please?
I'm upset. I feel like we should have never moved out of the city into this. You know what? I'll just eat this lasagna.
Get out.
It just doesn't stop.
It's the wind. Get out, you two.
It's the winds. Okay, let me just close the windows.
Get out of my phone, you two. I didn't want this album.
Just keep eating your lasagna. Just head down. Just eat your lasagna, okay?
I know that I'm not supposed to be dealing in businesses anymore, but I have to run to Netflix right now.
Chase! Damn it, she left! I'm gonna cut this.
Welcome to Netflix. You're greenlit. What can I get you?
I have a great idea, and I think it's pretty original. Can I talk to Mr. Peel?
Just a second. Jordan Peel, come to the phone, please. Jordan Peel.
Well, sorry. No, I'm right here in the lobby.
Oh, there he is.
Jordan. Mr. Peel. Sorry. I didn't mean to call you Jordan.
Hi, yeah. It's Stephanie or Chase?
Yeah. Chase.
Great.
But I go by Stephanie in the workplace, actually. Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah. That's honestly my fake name for work. So you can call me.
We all have one.
Yeah. Tell me about it. And my real name is
Josiah Simonson.
Oh, see, and I heard it was Cletus Piles. So the rumors go around, you know.
I have a bunch for different scenarios.
Listen, I don't know if you were thinking about making a sequel for Get Out, but think about it more of a in the universe and less of a direct narrative continuation. And in the narrative and in the universe, rather.
Where's my daughter? Now, get off! Wait, give me this axe. Where's my daughter?
Whoa. Hey, what are you doing, pal?
Just my arms. Come on. I can still get out my idea. It's Get Out. Oh, la, la, la. You oh, have God. The letter. And then the number two.
Is this all part? This is all part of the pitch, isn't it? This is all part of the pitch. This is brilliant. Her own father came and murdered her. I want to buy it. Just who am I dealing with here?
Hello.
I think that's scene two. I think. All right, scene three comes from Patreon VIP Robert Williams, who wrote, "Dear Alchemist, Merry Christmas to you all and a Happy New Year, Happier New Year to some of you." Huh. Oh. That's interesting.
Thank you.
In the spirit of giving, have the scene suggestion as a token of my affection, the Island of Substitute Teachers. Love you all. Thank you for all the laughs this year. XXX.
I've actually never been on a plane before.
How much further before we actually land at the island? Do you know?
I have no idea. I've never done any kind of travel outside of a carriage, actually.
A carriage?
Yeah.
Like a horse-drawn carriage?
Yeah.
Carriage.
I am so sorry.
I need to use the restroom. Do you mind if I just scoot past you guys?
Hey. When you wanted the window seat, fella, and this is what happens when you insist on the window seat.
Yeah, I insisted on it because that's the seat I picked.
I don't.
You were sitting there, and I asked you to move. So it was my seat to begin with.
Okay, back to this now. Miss, do you want to get up and let this fella out?
Is there a debate about it having me piss myself?
Yeah.
I can just tuck my knees right up to my chest and I'm not even here. Yeah.
Are you like a gymnast of some kind?
Just loose hips. Small person, loose hips.
None of my business. Small person. All right, so well, she's folded up, and I'm going to put my legs out in the aisle so you can squeeze by.
Thank you. Thank you. Excuse me.
Drinks, do you guys... Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, my God. I'm so sorry. I didn't know you were there. Is your knee okay?
Does it look okay?
I don't think so. This is a pretty heavy cart, sir.
Hey, man, that guy looks passed out. He's just kind of dropped in the middle of the aisle.
Oh, my God.
If someone has a piece of wood and just some loose cloth, I can fashion a cast.
Well, okay. Why don't we see if we can wake him first? Hey, fella.
Oh, don't hit him.
Let me try again.
Oh, my God. You're beating
him. He had to go pee. How's that? Is that working for you, Mr. P?
I mean, he's just laying there. I think, I don't know what the hell's wrong with him, but I mean, that looks like a concussion.
He's concussed. All right. Well, I guess he's going to piss himself after all. Anyways, flight attendant, all due respect to your title.
Thank you.
Okay, what do you want to do with this fella? Unless that drink cart is also a shark cage we could put him in. We got to move him along here. Nespa?
Listen,
Thank you, Tower. Flight 4496, 2400 and A452 out. All right. Should be getting the dinner soon, right?
Yeah, I think they're doing fish or chicken.
You said they're putting the fish inside chicken? You want to get that? You want me to? Do you mind getting that?
Yeah, I'll get that. Hello.
Hey, I'm really bad at scat knocking. I think I might have killed a man. Can we just pop the
door? Who is that? You trying to break in here? Huh?
I'm a flight attendant. We got a body, and I'm wondering if we can just pop the door and just boop and send it over. I don't know. We're passing by quite a few islands. Is there one that might? I mean, we don't need this on our record, do we?
Well, there is an uncharted island that we could make a water landing nearby.
I was hoping we wouldn't land. That would be really obvious. It was my fault. This guy was coming out, and you know how heavy those carts are. Oh, I'd like to just pop it out the back if nobody else
would notice. Look, Joel, no need to explain. If you killed a man, we'll cover it up. That's how we work.
Oh, my God. You have no idea how panicked I was. I wasn't even going to tell you guys, but I figured I couldn't not tell you.
You fingered?
Figured I couldn't not tell you because I don't know how else to get this body out of the plane.
Forgive me again. I wasn't supposed to speak, just shadowing. But is that normal where you support any death caused by a flight attendant that's under the rug immediately? Is that the MO?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, crew has crew's back. I mean, that's how it works.
Sort of like no one left behind kind of thing.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, and will you fellas need any help with the water landing or?
I mean, you're shadowing, so
I'm good to go.
We're doing
this. Just watch how it does.
Okay. Excited.
Okay. What should I tell the passengers?
Yeah, that's a good question. Boy, that's a great question.
Jalen, tell them what happened. Tell them that you killed somebody and that we're going to be dropping the plane down so we can drop the body off. And
okay. All right.
Just be honest. I think honesty is the best policy.
Do you guys mind making that announcement? Because I feel like it's not going to have authority for me. I'm a little emotionally wrecked right now.
I know I'm just shadowing again, but it seems confusing that you would have his back and cover for him and sweep a murder under the carpet and then announce it to all the passengers. That seems counterintuitive.
That does.
Well, I mean, again, honesty is the best policy.
Right.
And we'll get rid of the body. God. Don't get me wrong.
Far be it. I believe you're the co-pilot. So let me ask the pilot now what your take on this is.
Well, Shadow Pilot, this is how it works. I mean, you read the manual, right? You've read the manual?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Can you quote chapter 23, section 12?
Section 12. Yes, I can.
You can look at your book if you have to.
I'm not gonna.
Okay. From your memory?
Always have a flight attendant's back regardless of the situation or outcome. Live first. And it is the pilot's choice whether or not to tell the passengers.
Okay, there you go. So you do know the policy.
I do.
So this is okay. completely out of my career path, but is the order of operations shadow pilot to co-pilot to pilot? Like
yes, that's the chain of command.
Yeah, chain of command. Chain of command.
Chain of command.
Yeah, flight attendant. You're definitely fourth in the list here.
You can right? call him Joel.
Oh, I didn't even know I was.
Excuse me, yes, Joel.
Thank you. Joel. And I'm gonna fish, by the way.
Let's just put his body back in the chair, and no one will know. And we can put my eye mask over him, and that's that.
We can weekend a Bernie's this thing. Yeah.
Yeah. I've got your back. Right. Passengers got passengers. It's all good.
I mean, I wouldn't touch it. I just, you know what I mean? Leave them. Just
passengers
leave
got passengers, okay?
Attention, passengers. This is your That's pilot awesome. Speaking. I'm third in command here behind the co-pilot and the shadow pilot. One of our flight attendants, Joel, who is a man, mistakenly, I assume, but it really doesn't, that, motivations mean, don't matter, killed one of your fellow passengers. We're going to have to make an emergency water landing next to the island of substitute teachers. Not exactly sure what that is. I'm sure everybody is on the edge of their seats waiting to find out exactly what the island of substitute teachers is, but I'm sure we'll find out as soon as we make this water landing. We're just going to get rid of the body and we'll get right back in the air.
Here, I thought you killed him. I guess we're good.
Yeah, no, I thought the drink cart pretty much ended his life also.
Oh, I thought it was you. I mean, you just had so much rage.
I wanted to kill him. That's what you were sensing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I celebrated his death. I mean, that was
You did. You said, yeah, as if yeah. it was a victory.
Yeah, it was.
So you can see where... Sorry. I'm so sorry to have accused you of that and to
hey,
thought
listen,
that
Hey, listen, it's
you.
your first time flying or traveling yeah. anywhere outside of a carriage.
Yeah, I've never done it. So.
A plane. There's a plane coming. Oh my God, we're saved.
Oh my God.
Finally. Finally, after all these years.
Wow.
Well, what kind of plane is that? I don't usually do science.
I'm not a science substitute teacher either. Honestly, I'm English.
I substitute science class all the time, but I certainly don't know what kind of plane that is. But a Boeing 7220?
Jack of all trades, master of none, huh?
Shit. Well,
join the club. That's all of us.
Well, shit, Carrie, got me to the core.
I just saw there's a plane. There's a plane coming by.
We're talking about that.
Yeah.
Does anyone know how to make a fire? Does anyone know how to make a fire?
No idea. No idea.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Let's all put our heads together then. Okay. Let's all put our heads together then. Okay. Mm-hmm. We need what we need for a fire. We need, we don't need water.
Let's show a movie. Let's show a movie.
Let's show a movie. Okay. Let's show a movie. Let's show a movie. Okay. Let's look for a movie that has fire. What movie has fire?
Quest for Fire.
Dante's Peak. Dante's Peak.
Shawshank Redemption. Shawshank Redemption.
Let's show Shawshank Redemption.
Let's show Shawshank Redemption. And I think that'll work. I think there's a fire in Shawshank Redemption, right?
I think there's gonna be a fire.
Yeah, me too. Okay. Okay.
I can't get this VCR to work. I can't get this VCR to work.
Well, plug it into the tree, you idiot.
Where's the AV club? Plug it. Where is the AV club?
Plug it into the damn tree, you idiot. Just plug it in.
I'm the AV club substitute. What do you folks need?
Get him!
Kill him! Kill him!
I'm sorry.
All right, now we got to cover this up. Substitute teachers have other substitute teachers' backs. That's the policy.
Okay, what are we going to do?
I think we should eat him. We should eat him.
Let's eat him. Anybody know how to cook?
Or burn him with the fire.
Let's put on Shawshank Redemption. Let's put on Shawshank Redemption, and then we'll figure out how to
There's a cannibalism scene in that. Yes, I think. It's been a while. I haven't seen it in a while.
Okay, plug it into the body. Plug it into the body.
When Andy Dufresne came to Shawshank Prison.
Hey, I'm sorry to do this, but do you mind playing the Mission Impossible movie on your screen? I want to play it on my screen. I want to have that wide.
Oh yeah,
vision.
Sure. I don't mind at all.
Thanks.
Oh,
it's fine. Appreciate that.
What scene are you in? Let me just.
I'm timestamp 1342 right there. 1342. So let me just get. I can do it for you if you want. Let me just
I'm Randall,
scroll it
by
up.
The way. I've been curious.
How you doing? How you doing?
What your name
is? Yeah. I go by many names. Some people call me Marbles. Some people call me the skate guy behind the... Anyway, so let me just get this 13, 42. Perfect. All right. Great. Synced up. And I'll just hit play at the same time. There we go. Ooh, looks like yours is a little behind. Let me just stop mine again.
Have you ever been
called
the Pompatus of Love?
No.
Okay. Not a Steve Miller fan. Okay.
Oh, I love Steve Miller.
Oh, you do?
Oh, my God. Mad Max, Fury Road.
Right.
All right. Let's see here. Okay. Let me get this here.
That's George Miller. Steve Miller. That's George Miller. I think you were thinking it's George Miller.
I don't know. I don't know who that is. I don't even know where you're from.
He directed
know
those movies you mentioned. Steve Miller, on the other hand, wrote a song, Space Cowboy, I believe it was called. And a man went by many names, and one of them
I'm a joker.
Was all about the pompous of love.
I'm a midnight toker.
There you go. That's the Steve Miller band. Yeah.
What are you talking about?
What am I talking about? I'm talking about the pompous of love.
Hold on one second. Let me just try to sync this up again. Let me hit play on both these screens.
Ooh.
Okay, yours is still a little behind. I don't know if it's my hand not doing it when I wanted
Maybe
to.
Maybe if you pause yours for a second. Pause yours for a second, and then you catch up.
Let me see. Let me pause this.
Attention, passengers. This is your pilot again, third in command here. We are having some difficulty with the playback function on our video screens, and so we're just going to... We are just going to play the Shawshank Redemption for all of you. May have to interrupt it at some point due to the emergency water landing that we are in the process of
making. I wanted to watch Mission Impossible. What the
You're
hell is
all going
to
watch Shawshank Redemption. It's number one on the IMDb list. It has been for years.
This is stupid as hell. I take these flights because they got the whole Mission Impossible series on here.
Solid film based on the Stephen King novella.
I take these long-ass flights to watch all the Mission Impossible.
Just a warning, there is a pretty graphic cannibalism scene in there. So
what the hell is this?
Parental advisory for the young ones.
Oh, I guess they cut that out of AMC.
There's also a pretty tasty prelude to a male rape scene. So
what the fuck? Tasty prelude? God damn it. Look, I just want to watch Mission Impossible. God damn it.
Oh, it landed. It landed. They came for us. Oh my gosh. Okay. Do I look okay? I want to make sure. I don't want to be taken. I don't want to be not taken. That's for sure.
You look great.
Okay.
How do I look? Be honest.
You look disheveled.
Okay.
You look like you've been on an island for years.
I mean, you're wearing a dress made of shells.
But does it look
good?
I got to
get away from you guys.
I got it. I got it. Shawshank is playing. I got Shawshank playing. I got it working. I got to work. And apparently the human body is a conductor. Apparently there's electricity inside the human body. Did you know that? Did anyone else know that?
It worked. Whatever you did worked. They landed. They landed right outside the water over there.
Andy Dufresne learned that day that there's electricity inside the human body as he cooked the warden and ate him. And now a tasty prelude to a male rape scene.
Oh, this was
not
really
is the uncut version.
This was not on AMC.
This was not on AMC.
And that's our show for today. Oh, my goodness gracious. Oh, what a special bonus. And also, there was a weird freedom once Chris was kicked out of the Zoom.
I feel like he would have been putting the kibosh on a lot of that stuff.
Yeah. He would have no-butted most of that.
Yeah, while the cat's away.
Let's thank first and foremost Chris Alvarado, whose computer decided to take him out of the last scene of the day. But he would like you to go to chris-alvarado.com for all your improv instructional needs and more. Also, Jackie DeRuthy, thank you so much for joining us once again, and Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year. Thank you for having me. What a lovely start to the year.
Yeah, it's been a most strange start, but yeah. This has been an enjoyable day.
Yes.
A little over an hour of which we've now spent together, and thank you for being here once again.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah. And folks, go to, I guess the podcast is still playing, even though we're still in the new year. It's still available if you want to catch up. No?
Yeah, everyone listen to stuff about Christmas. It can be off the season. Most wonderful pod of the
That's
year.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
It's all good. I'm at Jackie DeRuthy on Instagram. I don't really participate on Twitter too much. I'm not good at that.
Why would you at this point?
True.
I'm Craig Kukowski.
Hey, thank you so much for having me, as always. Chris-alvarado.net.
Net.
Okay.
Christoph Alvarado.edu. Mm-hmm. I own all of those domain names, and I'm planning on unrolling them pretty quick.
Chris-Alvarado.co.uk, or is it .uk.co?
Yeah, for our British listeners.
Mm-hmm. All right, thank you. And James Heaney, thank you so damn much.
Oh, well, thank you. I'm going to encourage you guys to check out twitch.com. Or twitch.tv, BS Comedy. We've been doing some streams, and Wednesday nights at 8 o'clock, you're pretty likely to see us.
Is there a library of these episodes? Are they available?
They get taken down on demand about 2 weeks afterwards. But okay. I would say a good portion of our views come after the live air.
Like the rest of all of media? People aren't doing it live necessarily?
Uh-huh. Yeah. So don't be afraid. You can tune in afterwards. It's a little more fun if you're there live.
Don't be afraid, though.
Yeah.
If you want to tune in after. Have no fear. Well, thank you, James, for joining us for whatever the hell this was. And Joey?
Yes.
Thanks, pal. It was great to see you as always.
Great to see you. Great to see everybody.
Right.
And it's just great. Check out Chris-Alvarado.com. Mm-hmm. Everything we've talked about here is there, and then some.
Right.
And I think, Craig, you said next week, is that's when the websites are going to go live?
Yeah.
Okay, great. Yeah, so I'll mention that later. Yeah, so.
Okay, cool.
There's a huge rollout. That's all I want to say.
Huge. And let's thank our engineer and producer to the stars, Mr. Doug Bain. Bain. The fine folks at iHeartMedia. I'm your host, Kevin Pollak, reminding you that we are extraordinarily grateful for your listenership and your support and your creative suggestions and creative involvement in the show. Write to us at yournamehere@alchemythis.com. And thanks for those of you supporting us on patreon.com/alchemythis. Here's to an increasingly more enjoyable, stress-free 2021. Be kind to each other. Wear your masks when you go outside, please. Until next time.
Alchemy.